On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Joburg peaking at 26 degrees tomorrow. Polokwane 31, Pretoria up to 27.
On the road, a stationary vehicle on the N1 South. It's at Rigel Avenue. Another stationary vehicle, this one also on the N1 South, but at Gordon Road.
In more of your sport headlines, the Stormers are hungry to beat a rather desperate Harlequin side, and it's revenge time for the Capitals as they host the Sunrisers at SuperSport Park. I'll bring you more at 5:30.
We begin in Limpopo. One person died and 14 others have been injured following a car crash on the N1 near Eisterberg. The N1 was temporarily closed in both directions following the crash and has since been reopened for traffic. The Department of Transport in Limpopo spokesperson is Dali Chifiwa.
The possible cause from the preliminary investigation indicate that it might be as a result of a tire burst and overspeeding. Motorists from both directions were greatly inconvenienced. We once more urge road users to be more vigilant and patient as they navigate to different directions.
Back in Gauteng, the city of Johannesburg says the water quality in Bezuidenhout Valley has improved and residents can now drink the water following a cross-contamination incident. Last week, a sewer overflow contaminated a damaged water pipe in Bez Valley during pipe repairs. As a precaution, residents were advised not to use the water. Joburg Mayor Dada Morero briefed the media about this in Newtown a bit earlier.
The system was then flushed. The laboratory collected water samples. Water quality results show significant improvement, with only 2 of the 7 sampling points still failing to meet the minimum drinking water standards.
Moving abroad, the president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, says he's ready to take up arms in the face of threats from U.S. counterpart Donald Trump, who over the weekend seized the leader of neighboring Venezuela in a military strike. Petro is a former guerrilla, and for months now, he's been the target of insults and threats from Trump. And he made a statement on X saying that he swore that he won't touch weapons again, but for his homeland, he says he will take up arms. Meanwhile, Maduro is expected to appear at a court in New York along with his wife Celia on narco-terrorism charges. Various protesters gathered outside of court.
We're here to say no war in Venezuela. The people of the United States do not support these unilateral military actions, and we're against Trump taking any illegal military action against another country.
And finally, the annual teddy bear toss at the Hershey Bears Hockey Club in Pennsylvania is sure to bring some smiles to many faces very soon. So each year, since 2001, the crowd brings stuffed teddy bears to the hockey games, and at the end of the game, they get to toss it into the middle of the ice rink. Here's that moment.
Line bell, PDL shot, they score! Sweet cuddly mayhem! It's a sky full of stuffies! It's the teddy bear toss magic in Hershey.
So that sky full of stuffies ended up being 81,796 stuffed bears that's been collected. It will now be distributed across more than 60 local charities. For more on these and other stories, visit jacarandafm.com. Click on news. I'm Marlene Fischer, back with you at 6.
That looks so abundant.
You must have seen it was so mooi, so colourful. So colourful. I loved it.
Aww.
And the guys in front of the, you know when you play hockey?
Yes.
There's like this, what is it, glass?
Yeah.
Before the
100%.
Like windows.
Yes.
So the people would throw it from the back and it would
all the way.
Dan stamp it so at the end of glass. And then is it knee deep, neck deep, net teddy beerkies. And the mense smag so na asem onder al die beerkies. Dit is baie oulik.
Ach, dit is baie oulik. Dit is baie, baie oulik. Ek dink ons kan nie oulik en die bulle en sport in dieselfde sin sê nie.